This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. And I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I will apologize one more time. I apologize because my internet connection is not working in my house. So I am on a cell phone, so the sound quality is not where I want it to be. So again, I do apologize. I think my router has decided it doesn't want to work anymore. Because no matter what we do, it doesn't work. Either way, I'm here to answer those questions for you. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. I do have a call online, so I want to get into that. So Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Betsy from Massachusetts. She's got a question about rhubarb.
Betsy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. My rhubarb I planted in 2009, and then I moved it to put in raspberries to a different. And so I moved it to a different location about 5 years ago. And the past 2 years, it's been dying back, so I haven't gotten any of the rhubarb to harvest. And I've put compost and manure on it in the spring. I did put straw around it because I have a lot of weeds. I don't know if that did anything, but I don't know why it's happening.
So you said you transplanted it 5 years ago?
Yes.
And so the first 3 years?
It was about 10 feet away from where it was, you know, not very far.
And for the first 3 years, there was no issue?
Right.
Okay,
good fruit back then.
Okay, and now was it causing the stalks to be very thin? Is it thin now, or are they just not producing?
They were thin last year, but then all of a sudden the leaves just died back. I was watering it because of lack of rain, but now that was later in the season, and now it's so early in the season. The leaves are maybe getting about 5 inches high, and all of a sudden, because of all the rain, everything's dying back. So I don't know if the area's got too much water retention or what's going on.
Well, it could have a little bit this year, but that wouldn't be the reason that it's doing the same thing as it did last year, because last year at this time we had, you know, the rain wasn't here. So it's kind of...
Right.
So did you fertilize or do anything for the rhubarb this year or the past year?
Just putting compost and the manure down. I didn't put any kind of granular or spray on it.
Okay. You know, I think some of it has to do with the lack of nutrients in the soil. But before I get into those details, the ones that you were 10 feet away, did you leave any in the other spot?
No.
Okay. All right, so it's all the rhubarb. So I think some of the nutrients have been kind of pulled from the soil, right? Last year with the drought, what happened was the ground dried so deep into the soil that almost a lot of it kind of like cracked, the soil did, which also meant that a lot of the nutrients kind of washed out, went down in deep into the soil, and kind of just are considered runoff at this point. So the plants need something to help give them a little bit more vigor, right? And we're looking at like a 10-10-10 fertilizer would be something to use on there. You know, that will definitely help it. Now, the question I have for you as well is when you transplanted them, did you thin them out at all?
Yeah. There's 10 plants, okay. And but they kind of have little shoots coming up all around, and I haven't thinned that out much.
But when you first moved them, you thinned them, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So sometimes what it can be is that it's overcrowded. I don't think that's the case on this point.
Okay.
Because it sounds like you did some of that prior, right?
Yes.
Okay. How much, you know, I know it's 10 feet difference, but did the sun amounts change?
A little bit. There's a little bit of more shade in the area.
Okay. And what time of the day would you say the shade is there?
It gets afternoon sun, so it's probably in the morning.
Okay. So I don't think it's the sun, because it, you know, like the full sun, obviously, but it can take some shade. That way it can kind of cool down and not be, you know, not overproduced. So it's not a bad thing of what you did. If it was too much shade, it could be part of it, but I don't think that's the case.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to think. Have you seen any insects around it or anything along those lines? Do the leaves kind of curl up? Do they kind of, like, twist or anything along those lines?
I haven't noticed that. All I've noticed that all of a sudden everything's gotten brown. I didn't see any bugs or anything.
So I think part of this year might have to do with some root rot and some issues there. Not root rot, but, like, it's starting to be because of too much overwatering at this aspect.
Right.
So, and I think that the weather has been just so kind of up and down. You know, we just haven't had warm weather. We haven't had a consistent weather. It's just like up and down. So plants kind of don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, one final question. The leaves, so they do they turn yellow, then just start to wilt, and then just die?
Yeah.
So sometimes this also could lead to, like, an iron deficiency.
Okay.
So I'd want you to do is take a look at the, you know, a pH test, right? We want to do a pH test because it's going to tell us a few things. If the pH is higher than normal, like above a 6.5, that usually means that the soil is low in iron. So iron would be added to it. So that's one of the reasons why we'd want to do the soil test, trying to just get the pH level. If it's really high, that means there's another issue in there, and it's usually an iron issue. So you know, you can get like those simple tests, like a one or five test kit that you can do yourself. Just do the soil around it to see if, you know, what the pH level is there. And then that could tell you if it's really high, then we know we need to add some iron. And you can use like an iron tone or ironite, one of those guys to help you.
Iron tone? Okay.
Okay. Now, if it is, now I don't think it is a disease, because, well, there's not a lot of funguses that will really, like, attack rhubarbs, right, a lot. What I would, you know, if there was something, what I would look at doing is using, like, I might even just as a precaution, because I don't think there's insects there, but there's the possibility of disease. You could use a product like a neem oil because it's a disease control as well as an insecticide.
So that way, and it's organic, so it's not going to affect it. You know, mm-hmm. So I would use it as a caution to make sure any disease or any of those things are taken care of. But I wouldn't be surprised if there's an issue with iron, and if it has a lot to do with the way the amount of rain, et cetera, that we've had, and the temperatures just being so up and down and not sticking to one, range.
All right. Sounds good. I do have some neem oil.
I would definitely just try it out because it's not going to harm it either way, right? But I think what we could do is clean it up. The leaves that are starting to turn yellow, right, the ones that start to turn yellow right away, I would kind of cut those back, right?
Oh, I have been.
And then
it would help it get better.
Yeah, right? And hey, the reason why I would say to cut it back is just in case if it is a disease, it doesn't spread. We're getting rid of those leaves. We're throwing them in the trash, not in a compost pile, and doing that. But I think a combination of fertilizing with like a 10-10-10 solution and, maybe looking at something with some iron in it. And then on top of that, using the neem oil, I think would really be helpful for you. Okay?
Sounds good. Should I thin it out a little more maybe too?
Maybe just a little bit, but I wouldn't go crazy on it. I think you'll be okay. Alrighty.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Do you want to stay all natural? Then use all season oil from Bonide to control aphids, mealybugs, mites, and scale in your vegetable and flower garden. Also great for your trees and shrubs. Also new and all natural, a Japanese beetle killer with pyrethrum. And for your flower and rose garden, Rose RX 3-in-1 for organic rose and flower gardening. That's Bonide, where gardening isn't scary.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have some calls on the line. So, Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Debbie from Massachusetts. She's got a question about her beech tree.
Debbie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. Good morning. Just want to let you know we really appreciate your show, and we have
for
almost 40 years. My husband.
Oh, awesome.
Listening. Yeah. So anyway, my question is, we bought a house and last year, and in the fall, everything looked fine with the tree, but this year, when the tree's leaves started to come out, they were very crinkly and sick-looking, and the leaves weren't popping out like they should. You know, they were, like, slow. And I happened to notice that a lot of the trees in the area were the same way, the beech trees. And I don't know if there was a disease going around or what. If we're right by the pond, it's only like 30 feet from a pond, and I don't know, the water is a consideration, but anyway, yeah, it looks pretty bad, and I mean, since they started to come out, and the initial leaves have fallen off, dried up and fallen off, and new leaves have come, and new leaves are still coming, and they're nice and green, and they look good, but I can see some of them are starting to curl and look sick. So this is a major tree. It's right in the middle of our deck, and it's about a foot and a half across in diameter. It's a special tree, but I don't know what to do with it.
Okay, now, so it's a beech tree, right?
Yes.
Okay. And so when you say they're crinkling the leaves, would you say like the whole leaf or is it from the top kind of like rolling down?
No, the whole leaf itself is, I don't mean crinkling. I mean, it's green and it's crinkly. And then the first one just kind of dried up and fell off.
Okay,
and
so I can understand.
The new leaves are, they're coming in. I've noticed some of them are, not looking good.
Okay.
Is there a disease going around or something?
Well, so that's what I'm trying to figure out here because there's a couple things, right? So the first set of leaves doing that, I can understand why it happened just based on the way the weather happened this season because it was kind of all over the place. Some cold temperatures and really warm and cold, which affect a lot of our shrubs and trees where the sap started running through the plant and then it got really cold and froze it. And it kind of caused leaves, everything to kind of do that. But them doing it again makes me wonder if there's something else going on. There is, you know, beech leaf disease, but it's not as prevalent. It's not something you see all the time. Now, is it just the beech that has issues or all the other trees surrounding it having issues?
No, just the beech. And I've noticed it throughout the area. And I talked to the neighbor the other day, and he said that it started last year. And although when we saw this tree in the back of the house, it was fine last year. You know, we didn't see anything that looked weird. But he said there was something going around, and they tried to find out what it was, and nobody knew what it was. But
yeah,
so last year was a weird year, but...
Yeah, it was, right? Now, the leaves, do they have any spots on them? Is there yellowing? Is it chlorotic looking? You said they were green, but do they have just any touches of yellow on them?
No yellow.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to just rule out the different things like an anthracnose or an insect or a gall or something along those lines. So that's what I'm looking to do here. The leaves themselves, they're fully green. It's not like they have some random spots that are like raised up a little bit or anything.
The ones that are coming in now, you know, it seems, I don't know if that's the way they normally come in late. But, you know, there's still some that haven't opened and, you know, there's sparse areas, you know, not on the branch. It's not like they're full like they probably should be. But no, the leaves, you know, they were totally green. But then they curled up and they fell off.
Let's do this. I got to hit a break. When we get back, I want to dive a little bit deeper into this and see what we can do to help you out. So hang tight. We're going to take a break. We will be back in a few minutes.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
News update.
I'm looking forward to this campaign. I want you to know why. Because you've got a story to tell. We've got a story to tell. I've got a record to run on.
President Biden in Philadelphia for his first major 2024 campaign event hosted by union members.
He said he's proud to be the most pro-union president in American history and that he's looking forward to running for re-election. Pennsylvania is once again seen as a key swing state in the upcoming election after being won by Biden by 1 point in 2020. I'm Chris Caraggio.
Turning now to sports, Brittany Griner back in the news. Here's USA's Jerry Barmash.
The Phoenix Mercury and Brittany Griner will be allowed to take charter flights for the rest of the season. She was harassed last week while waiting for a flight at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. The six-time All-WNBA player spent 10 months in a Russian prison in 2022 on drug-related charges before being released in a prisoner exchange last December.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear.
Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Farron Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And right now we're on the phone with Debbie in regards to her beech tree that's having some issues. It's the leaves are starting to curl. She's lost some leaves. Now, the more and more I just think about it and hear, you know, the way that leaves are curling and those types of things, I feel as though it, and I'm not 100% positive that it could be anthracnose on the beech tree. I've been going back and forth. There is a relatively new disease on beech trees called beech leaf disease. Very catchy name, right? But it's where the leaves start to curl or cup, and then they will fall off. And the thing with beeches is they shouldn't send out their leaves earlier, so there's plenty of time for them to refoliate, and so it looks okay at the end. So I'm on the fence with it. I don't think it's that beech leaf disease, because it is fairly new and it's a nematode disease that they don't have all the details on. I haven't seen it in this area. It's really been south of here. So I just don't know. And it usually affects younger beech trees. And based on what you're telling me, this is not a younger beech tree by any means. You know, so what I'd be looking at doing is seeing if you could get like a infuse product from Bonide. So Infuse is a disease control that you can purchase with a hose end attachment, right? So you just right attach it right to the hose and it's ready to spray all over the plant. And a lot of those will shoot up to like 20, 25 feet. I know the tree is a lot bigger than that, but at least we could get some of it, which is will probably be in the lower, shadier areas anyways. The areas that aren't as exposed to the elements. The other reason why I was thinking that it could be this is because in really rainy, wet springs, it almost describes the what's happening to a tea, anthracnose, or just a straight like beech just a normal like disease that's on there. So I'd be looking at a product like Infuse, as that is a synthetic and will translocate through the plant. It'll absorb into the leaves and help control some of that disease that's in there, that I think is what's causing it.
Now, like I said, we're next to the water. Am I going to get in trouble for that one?
So, I mean, there's going to be some runoff, so there's the possibility of that. If you wanted to go organic, you're going to need to spray it more often, but there's no real, like, anthracnose. If it's the anthracnose, it's a heavy, it needs a heavy dose of something. You could use, like, the liquid copper that's out there, which would be the copper fungicide. And they have okay. copper fungicide in the ready to spray as well. You want to do that early in the day, so that just in case, like, any of the hot weather later on, putting a fungicide on that and then letting the sun hit it can cause some burning of the leaves.
Okay. All right.
So I would look at the...
More like, just that's more of a organic, did you say?
Yeah, liquid. So the copper fungicide is a organic.
Okay.
Right. This is something, though, that you're going to have to spray once a week for a bit to really help with the treatment so it can get into the plant. And I'd probably be doing, you know, this treatment for, you know, the next 6-8 weeks if possible. Probably 6 weeks would be your best. And I might do it every 10 days, not every 7, just depending upon the weather, depending upon when it rains. It just seems to rain so much that you might have to do it every 7 days. Where if it doesn't rain as much, it might be better to do 10.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Sounds good. We know it's a consistent one, but we like to
Well, I hope that helps. I hope something on there helps. I think that, you know, if it's coming back at the, towards the end of the year, it could just be the way the season started. Just because the past 2 years, we've had some weird springs where we've had lots of rain and it kind of shows its face early, but then the plant refoliates and looks okay. So I'm hoping that's what the case is for this one.
Okay, well, we appreciate you and your information, and thank you so much for being with us every
right.
week.
Thanks, Debbie. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
All right. Daniel, we got another call on the line?
We sure do. We've got Don from Massachusetts up next. He's got a question about hemlocks.
All right, Don, welcome to the Ballpark and Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, Patrick, I've got a row of hemlocks that are quite high. They're about 30 feet high and about 60 feet long. They're about 50, 60 years old. And I keep losing a section. It just dies out, and I've sprayed it with melatonin,
yeah,
for the woolly agenda stuff. But it seems like that there's something more that needs to be done, and I wanted to know if you could recommend someone to come down and look at it, or.
Well, so there's one other thing you can be using. You know, there is a product from BioAdvanced, you know, formerly Bayer there, that they have come out with a new tree and shrub formula, right? That is to help with the woolly adelgid that would translocate. The active ingredient is what's called acephate. So that acephate can then translocate through the plant and actually help get rid of some of these diseases. Now, where are you on, in Mass? Are you on the Cape?
North Andover.
Where are you?
North Andover.
Okay. You know, in that area, you might be able to, let me see, there's a couple people that might be able to take a look at it. The plant healthcare up there. know, I know tree companies that'll cut down the trees. Trying to think who's over there. Have you tried like a mayor tree?
Mayor tree,
Yeah, Mayor Tree has a number of locations. Mayor would probably be one of your better ones to try to see if they could do something. Because so the imidacloprid that is in this product can actually be used by licensed applicators. It can't just be used by homeowners. So you might actually be able to get them to come and take a look and see if they can do like a soil injection where it's going to get you from there. You know, if you, you know what you do, if you, I would definitely try Mayor Tree, try the one out of Essex.
Yeah, they've been here. They cut down trees too.
Yeah, they do. But they have some pretty intelligent people there that will look at some of the insects and what else they can do. I would definitely recommend them, especially for the woolly adelgid.
Okay. Good.
All righty.
Yeah, well, that answers my question. I thank you for your help.
No problem. You have a great rest of your day.
Yeah, I listen to you quite a bit, so.
I appreciate you.
Always thank getting you. Some good tips. Thank you.
Awesome. All right. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. About 15 minutes left in the show. I do apologize if using the cell phone today. Whole house, well, most of the house doesn't have internet connection, so I can't connect any of my equipment that I normally do. Looks like one or two computers work right now. We'll see, though. We'll see what happens. Anyways, we have a call on the line, so Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Gary from Cape Cod. He's got some concerns about his plants being eaten.
All right, Gary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for taking my call. Unfortunately, someone likes my peppers and tomatoes and eggplants, and I can't find anything that's eating them. There's little holes, and then finally, you know, the leaves have been decimated.
And what were they again? I'm sorry.
Peppers, eggplants, tomatoes. They're eating all the leaves.
Okay.
And I can't find anything, you know, under the leaves or what insect is doing it.
Okay. Now it's like little circles on them, or they're being chewed on the outside. Are the leaves completely gone?
Inside, outside.
Okay. Now, what have you done anything to spray them?
No.
Okay. I would look at using foreign insects right on there. Use something along the lines of a Captain Jack's dead bug brew, right? So that is meant for, like, the chewing insects like that are eating holes in it. You know, you could have a combination on the plant of that happening and maybe some rabbits coming around and eating, but I really think it's probably just your insects that you're seeing.
Yeah.
Well, you're not seeing, but that are there.
Okay.
Have you seen any, like, you've seen no insects at all? You can go up to them, kind of shake the plant, nothing flies off?
Nothing, no. And I've been watching it very carefully.
Okay.
Someone maybe said it could be earwig.
It could be. You know, an earwig, you know, the best control would be that the Captain Jack's.
Captain Jack's.
Right? So it's Captain Jack's. It's from Bonide. You can find it at a local garden center. They have a ready-to-use and then a hose end, so you could attach it to the hose and spray everything, maybe even, you know, just till it drips. But the way they're chewing would lead me to use that product over a different product.
Okay.
And it is organic, so it doesn't have a lot of residuals, so it could actually have to be sprayed every 10 to 14 days.
How about if we have, now we just had a really big rain down here in the Cape here. Does this get washed off? And if you have a big rain, should you reapply?
If we have a heavy rain, you should reapply. Looking at the forecast, maybe Tuesday some rain, and then again on Saturday or Sunday of next week. So you could probably, you know, see what's going to happen for Tuesday. I don't think it's going to be too bad, but you could spray it today and then probably have to spray it after the rains next weekend as well.
Okay, great.
Okay. All righty. Have a great one. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moisture annuals. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Got about 5 minutes left in the show. Appreciate everybody sticking with me today while I've been on my cell phone this whole time. It's just been a long morning here. I have some work to do after this, try to figure out what's going on to finish this up. Hopefully it's just a simple solution and I can have the radio back up and running for you guys for next week. So we'll see what happens. A beautiful day out there, looking like a little bit more clouds are coming back. We have some nice blue sky for a bit, but I will say it's going to be a great day out there. So definitely get out this morning, enjoy it while you can. Who knows? It seems like every weekend it's going to rain. I looked at the long-term forecast. Guess what? Saturday, Sunday, and next week, probably rain. Just want to be able to do some work out there. Enjoy it instead of getting drenched when it comes to that rain. So, plenty of time to be doing some things with the temperatures being so cool as they have been. You can definitely be putting lawns still in. You can definitely be putting vegetables in. There's plenty of time, right? It's not over. It's not the season's not over. Everything that needed to be done is done. That's not the case by any means. We have plenty of time left. So, keep that in mind. I definitely think that you're going to be able to keep planting grass for another few weeks minimum, as well as doing it again in the fall. Something to be thinking about if you've noticed lots of crabgrass this year. Think about putting a crabgrass control down at the end of the season. Sounds crazy, but it actually works. Taking care of it early and getting rid of some of those at that point is going to be beneficial for you for next year and the years to come, especially if you have a really bad infestation of crabgrass. So just something to be thinking about at this point in time, because it's kind of off our radar now, right? We're looking at using those liquid controls instead of preventing it. But if we want to prevent it for next year, we really should think about doing something in the fall. So go to the local garden center, see if they have any of that product left that maybe they'll give you a discount on. Maybe they'll just try to sell it and you'll have it ready for the fall. because sometimes the stores will just store it, they'll put it away, that type of thing. We want to make sure you are taken care of for when the time comes. So definitely worth thinking about the future now, thinking about that next season. You know, we've talked a number of times about being ready for the seasons, right? By using, you know, the soil moist or Hydratain, right? Those are all things that we need to be thinking about using for right now to prolong our watering season so we don't have to water as much, right? Getting those things done now and established is what is going to make sure they're successful for the future. Okay, so doing it now, even though there's tons of rain, we'll get the plants ready, get the areas ready, so when we do hit a drought, because we're most likely going to, we always seem to, your plants and everything will have something to back it up to protect it from the drought conditions. So just something to be thinking about. You know, with all the rain we've been having, some of the diseases that might be hitting some of the lawns would be like a red thread or an anthracnose or a leaf spot, something along those lines. Maybe as a preventative, using something along the lines of an infuse, granular form or liquid form, spraying the entire lawn, getting it taken care of ahead of time, right? Those are things to be thinking about. Those are things that we can do now so that we can prevent a major outbreak later on. If you've had it before, this year is probably not going to be like, is probably going to be like any other where you have those issues. So keep that in mind. As time permits, you know, you might need to do it a few applications, but it will be worth it in the long run because you'll use less product than if you actually get the disease on your lawn or garden. So something to think about. About 45 seconds left. I just wanted to say happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. I know being a father, it is the greatest job I will ever have. It outranks everything I've ever done. It is the best thing that I can do. So I appreciate my little munchkins who are upstairs waiting for me. I do want to say happy Father's Day to my father up there. I know you're watching down, taking care of me. I wouldn't be who I am today or what I know today without you. So I miss you. I love you. And I know it was your birthday the other day. We celebrated here for you. So till next week, be good to each other and get out there and plant something.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.